And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Corinne, Nick Frazier hanging out on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. Big show planned. Former Titans head coach Jeff Fisher going to join us in studio at 10 o'clock today for the entire 10 o'clock hour.
It'll be a lot of fun there. I'm not going to do it.
I think you will.
We're not going to do the impressions today. I went and looked at his career. I was just kind of looking around last night. And, you know, his first team, his first real coaching job with the Eagles in 86. I mean, you got Reggie White. And the next year you get Jerome Brown. You got Clyde Simmons. You got Terry Hogue. I mean, you're just loaded with that team. It's amazing that team didn't win a Super Bowl. But it'd be fun to talk to him about that with that as well. Also, kind of a bittersweet day, man. The great Toby Keith passed away.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's sad for sure.
It is.
Got that news this morning, and I was like, wait, what? You know, and
I thought he was doing better.
Yeah, I did too. But I guess cancer battle.
Stomach cancer, yeah.
With him. And, he was – it was funny. One time I was working at Dad's restaurant, Pischetti's in Bellevue, and he had gone through – Dad had – partnered up with this guy that to do barbecue, and so he not only did the Italian part but had the barbecue, and this lady comes by and orders like a ton, like basically almost all we had, like a full butt, you know, of pork, and I was like
easy.
I can't easy. With you, and I was like, dang, this is a lot of food. And she goes, no, you know, no rush. I'm going to go and run some errands and be back in like an hour and a half to pick it up. I'm like, okay. And my dad goes, yeah, you know who this is for, right? And I'm like, I have no idea, but this is a lot of food. And he goes, Toby Keith, this is going on. They're leaving tonight. This is going on the tour.
Nice. Yeah, because they probably parked at Bellevue Mall or something and hopped on and went. That long time ago, working in a bar called The Wrangler, they did this promotional tour. These three artists came in, right? It just started. And it was Toby Keith, Shania Twain, and a guy named John Brennan. They came into the Wrangler.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Well, but it's like, yeah, Toby, you know, because he's, you know, a cowboy, whatever. And Shania, you could just like, you know, beautiful, but she talented. But this John Brennan guy, man, not the guy from the real world, another guy, this John Brennan. I mean, he could play guitar. I mean, he could sing. And we're like, man, if I'm going to, you know, hook my, you know, star to this star, it's going to be John Brennan. And, yeah. I think he's in jail for being a child predator. I'm not kidding you. Somewhere in North Carolina. And the other two became massive. I'll never forget that night, ever.
Oh, man.
Night. And I remember talking to Toby Keith. He's like, yeah, I didn't want to come here. I was doing really good in Texas and Oklahoma playing the saloons, making a lot of money. Because I had to give that up, come up here and try it in Nashville. They kept telling me, come to Nashville. And it was, man, that was 31 years ago.
I would say it worked out.
Yeah, right?
But, just sad news coming out this morning that and it was from his official Twitter account that Toby Keith has passed away at the age of 62. So after a battle with stomach cancer. So my guess is you'll hear some Toby Keith as we go along today. The Super Bowl had their opening night last night with you know, all the interviews, and that's kind of the last chance, really, to – get to talk to most of the people, most of the players, you know, before the game on Sunday.
Did you watch it?
I watched some of it. I saw, obviously, you know, I brought my wrestling rant up yesterday. George Kittle, that was like one of the first questions he was asked, and he was like, I've been waiting to talk about this, and like, he nice. Ran with it about what, you know, what they should do. So
I wasn't a fan of those players interviewing the players. It was just... Yeah. I don't know. It was just they're trying to be too cool, too funny, too all that. You know, just set the question up, let the guys go. Now, the little kid asking all the questions was pretty cool. That guy was probably, 10 years old or something, 12, and knew his knowledge, and he knew everything. And that was fun, the reaction with him, because it was kind of different. But I forget who the other two players were asking. It was just, I don't know, it just seemed really deadpan.
Yeah, they have, you know, the guy from – he was with the Seahawks. Now he's on NFL Network.
Michael Robinson?
Yeah, Michael Robinson.
Not good.
I like him when he's like an analyst.
Right.
But they had him interview, like he interviewed Pacheco, and it was just way too, I don't know, it was way too buddy-buddy.
Yeah,
I guess,
with you.
Is the best way to put it. I just, and sometimes that works.
Yep.
But like you could tell that there was – it was more Michael Robinson trying to be buddy-buddy, and Pacheco was kind of like, who are you?
Yeah, and it was more – it's and there's really never a question. It's always like a statement. Like, what up, dog? What up, dog? Looking good.
And well, then, no, for him it was – well, you know, I won one of these, and he holds up his ring. And, you know, I was blocking for Marshawn Lynch and all that stuff, you know, with the Seahawks. And it's like, okay, great. You want a cookie?
I'd bring up – I was like, you know, I won my fantasy football league 3 times.
And see, that would be funny.
Yeah, and I went to 9 finals. I mean, I'm 3-6 in the finals, but it's okay, though.
Would you – do you think it would have been – I actually think it would have been hilarious if Pacheco had been like – like, oh, you got one, I'm working on my second, so.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Or like, just kind of trash talk a little bit.
Yeah, always. You know, but there's always, I just got the sense of Robinson, like, trying to be a little topper.
Yeah.
You know, when I was here, okay, right. That's great. That was 10 years ago, and fine, dandy, whatever, but let those guys have fun. I don't know, but the NFL has been able to market that and milk it and make it an event. Remember, it used to be on Tuesday.
Yeah.
At the stadium, and it was all there. Now it's become a big kind of event. And I think it's kind of taken away the just the kind of organic appeal that it had for so long.
Yeah. You know, Mahomes, of course, gets asked the questions now. You know, you're chasing Brady and, you know, all that. Like, I mean, he's working on the third, which, you know, that's what Brady went through. You know, you kind of had 2 different dynasties.
Yeah.
You know, Brady played – if you really look at it, Brady had 3 different careers.
He did. I mean, he went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl because he won 1-1, 3-4, didn't win again to 14.
Yep.
16, 18, and oh, gosh, man, what a career.
Isn't that crazy?
What a career.
I mean, he literally had the first career, which was the first dynasty that Vrabel was a part of.
Yep.
And now they did, you know, and they went to some games. They went to Super Bowls and lost to the True. Giants, those yeah. two to the Giants in that time. So he had that. That was a Hall of Fame career. Well, then you have the second dynasty where they win the next 3 later on.
Mm-hmm.
That's career 2. And then he goes to the Bucks and wins one there in 3 years.
That's why I was yesterday over your head, the TV's on. They were like, is Mahomes better than Brady? And a question mark. It's like, just stop with all. There's really nothing to talk about on these talking heads on these shows.
I mean, well, you know what the answer, the actual answer to the question is? Yes, probably. But he should be, because aren't you supposed to get better as we evolve? And
you can't answer that question. His Mahomes' career's not done. What if
no,
Mahomes
no, I know, but see,
again?
we base everything on is a guy better than a guy based on the accomplishments in their career,
okay.
Which is okay. That's a part of it. I'm right. not saying that you just discount that, but like mechanics and the overall of how he plays the position, I'd say yeah, he's better. He can run. Brady could never run.
Wow, really?
If you're going to look at it like that, then you can answer yes, but. That's because that position has evolved.
Okay.
Since Brady first came in. Brady was a statue.
Okay. So
you can't really be a statue anymore.
So, by Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw, John
okay,
Elway.
Again, that's a different era. You can't be – like, are you saying are they better –
is that unfair to compare those when it's a wholly different –
oh,
beginning?
Yeah, of course it is. But we do it. That's my point. That's the point I'm trying to make is, like, you know, you want to – like the Jordan-LeBron debate.
Right.
You know, like, guess what? They're both pretty freaking great.
God, that what? You get involved. If you get into that debate with somebody, you just
right.
Just excuse yourself.
But see, again, you know, then you go to stats and you go to championships and all that. I mean, Brady is the GOAT. Brady's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game based on what he accomplished in his career.
On championships.
Yeah.
Right.
Based on what he accomplished in his career. But then you're going to have people that go, well, look at the era in what Bradshaw played. You know, look at the era that Joe Montana played, you know, and or look at, you know, people might argue, like, look at Favre. Look at, you know, Favre did it with being a gunslinger and all that. I mean, there's all these arguments
they
that
are.
People are going to bring up.
And that's the beauty of all this, because you can argue to a red in the face over all things that go on. But basically, you know, on championships, I mean, he is the best. I mean, he's got 7 of those things. And he went to, 10 Super Bowls? That's amazing. Amazing with the that means Super Bowl. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens on Sunday if Mahomes can get it and he's got that 3rd one and well on his way. But I think we look at longevity of a career to me to see how great somebody can or will be. And that's what it happens. Yes,
yeah. And that's exactly what we're watching right now. Patrick Mahomes was asked last night, one day being called GOAT, I haven't put a lot of thought into it.
Good. Sitting around like, am I the greatest?
By the way, when I was trying to think about this the other day. When did we start using the term GOAT? I mean, it's been a while, but not long at the same time.
Was it for, did it come out about, I'm trying to think, I don't know if it was.
Because it was literally like the first time I heard it, I'm like, why are we calling this person a GOAT? Like, what is that? Because remember, it used to be you were either the hero or the GOAT. Like, right. It wasn't a good thing.
Was it with Manning? Did I first hear it with Manning?
Maybe.
When he won it in 15? I think it's what it was.
So, according to Google.
I've been having a lot of dreams about Peyton Manning, by the way. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because he's been on TV
attracted
a lot.
The big foreheads?
1992 is when the acronym GOAT was established.
Okay. Oh, 1992?
That's what it says. It says September of 1992.
But I feel like we had it didn't really take off.
Until like 2010. That's what I'm thinking. Around 2010.
Yeah. I feel like that's right.
Because that's when the conversation kind of happened, not to bring soccer to this, but like Messi versus Ronaldo, like who's the GOAT type thing.
Yeah. I think it evolved from the soccer world.
I think you may be right, actually.
Started into the sport. Because when I hear it now, I just roll my eyes. Like, he's the GOAT. Oh, God. Here we go again. Yeah. When there's a lot of GOATs walking around now. I mean,
was Fisher gone from L.A.? When Mahomes took over as a starter?
Yes. He got fired in the 17 season.
Yeah. So he never had to face him.
Nope.
I guess.
Uh-uh. And then
interesting.
But, I mean, you know, Fisher had to face Randall Cunningham in practice every day. Cunningham was might be one of the most underrated quarterbacks of all time.
I'm gonna ask him, like, as a coach, the best quarterback you ever had to prepare for. And I think I know the answer he's going to give.
I do that thing. We'll write it down. Can you say it? Go ahead and say it.
I think he's going to say Peyton.
I'll say Elway.
Well, just because he had to face Peyton twice a year, you know, as a coach,
he did.
And Peyton was so methodical, and you know, as we've heard, like he would call out the defense.
What year was that when the Titans went up and played the? Played the Colts in Annapolis, and they did like two onside kicks, fake punts, and they got up like 21 to nothing. They lost like 56-28, but they knew going in that they were undermanned.
They had to throw everything they could.
Yeah, and it worked for a little bit, and then until it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. So Jeff will be in studio with us at 10 o'clock today here on the program. We'll also have more Love Bites, our Love Bites week, you know, your worst date stories to win Def Leppard tickets to that big concert coming to Nissan Stadium, Def Leppard Journey, and Steve Miller Band on Saturday, July 20th. So that will be fun. We enjoyed those yesterday. And much more coming here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, little Toby Keith, after he passed away at the age of 62 today. Or last night, I guess it was. 615-737-1025 is our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jeff Fisher in studio at 10 o'clock here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by Regal Realty Group. So you have a bone to pick with, and we'll have a I'm done at 9:45 as well. But you have a bone to pick with the NFL.
Well, this doesn't qualify because I'm not done with the NFL, but I'm done with this. All right, they announced yesterday that the Eagles are going to play in Brazil on Friday, September the 6th. The opening day for the season's at Thursday, and then the Eagles will play that Friday night in Brazil. Look, I know it's Brazil, but here's my thing to the NFL. Stay away from Friday nights, okay? I know the entire country is not in love with high school football, but a lot of it is. A lot of Texas and a lot of the Northeast and the Midwest and California, we love it down here in the South. Stay away from it, okay? Just you got every other day of the week you could have. Let Friday nights be for high school football. And, you know, and I think a lot of these players would agree the same thing because that's where, you know, you go into a locker room, Chase, you ask guys about, hey, tell me about your best high school game. You can't get them to shut up.
Right.
They'll talk forever. And it's great, and you love the stories and all that stuff. Because, look, we all went to high school. We all went Friday nights. Whether you played or not, you still went to the games and hung out and with your buddies and everything. So the NFL state, look, I know it's just one game, and I know it's in Brazil. I get that. But it's still on a Friday night. I mean, it's the first time in over 50 years they've played a game on a Friday night. Look, and maybe in December you could do a Friday night. But the August, September, October, November,
well,
leave it alone.
They played some games on Friday.
Leave it alone. That's what it says, yeah. The first game on opening weekend in more than 50 years.
Yeah, opening
night.
Week. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, they've done like a Christmas game and they've done.
That's fine.
They did the Black Friday game this year.
High school, for the most part, is over. Yeah. I get that. But during the meat of the season, just leave it alone. I mean, you've got everything else. I mean, your Thursday night product is god awful. Really bad. So leave Friday nights alone. You can on Saturdays and when college football's over with and all that. When I came out, first thing I saw was that. I was like, God, here we go. You already dominate enough. Just leave Friday nights to the high schools and these kids and the bands and the parents. They work hard enough. And, you know, we all know our love here for high school football. But I just had I got a problem with this, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, and that's fine.
No, I don't think you're crazy. I mean, I agree with you. Well, I do think you're crazy for other reasons. But, no, I agree with you that stay away from Friday nights. But none of this shocks me because the TV networks are going, you know, what's the worst night? You were in TV. What's the worst night of television?
Yeah, it's Friday night.
Friday night.
Yep.
All right. Maybe Saturday. But Saturday, at least you got college football, so that's going to make up for it. But, like, you know, Friday night, that's date night. You go out. What have you. And then Saturday night, you know, you can watch football in the fall, and then Sunday the same thing. So that's what they're trying to do. But, you know, Friday night, a lot of people going out are going to a high school football game.
That's correct.
Their kids playing or what have you. But they don't care. They don't care about that. And they should care.
You're right.
Because
they don't care.
That's their next generation. That, you know, a lot of the kids playing, well, you know, what is it, 1% maybe? But, I mean, you
something
got
like that.
You got kids that are playing on Friday night that could be the next big thing.
Right. Do you think I think this a little bit, I think there's a global arms race between two sports right now.
Soccer and the NFL?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, Goodell, we're just incredibly enthusiastic about our growth on a global basis. We're convinced we can be a global sport in the near future. Our ownership is committed to allow more games to be played on an annual basis on a global basis. We're excited about the fans' reaction and our media partners.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
This is a great opportunity for the league, and we're committed to making it a global sport. From Roger Goodell, he added global in there four times.
It's interesting to me to think of it that way because they did the whole London thing, which was, you know, quite frankly, was risky. I mean, because in London, like, the EPL, you know, reigns supreme. All right, so you go over there, and to my knowledge, I think they sell out every game. So obviously it's widely successful to go to London. Well, now they've added Germany to the mix. They've done a few in Mexico. Okay, well, those are both big soccer countries. Bundesliga in Germany, and then, you know, Mexican League and Mexico is big down there. Now you're going into Brazil. That's another one. So it is interesting that they're, you know, this arms race, that's a good way to put it, that they're taking on soccer to try and be a global sport. Now, do I think there's room for both of them? Of course there. I mean, and I think a lot of soccer fans, you know, are becoming NFL fans too, but it doesn't mean that they have to like one or the other.
Well, I just don't, you know, I mean, it's, you put one game in Brazil, fine, but, you know, you can try to start a whole league down there. I mean, imagine if, you know, that German soccer league you're talking about.
Bundesliga.
Or came to the United States and tried to establish a foothold. Would that work? I mean, could the EPL sustain that?
Well, the EPL is about to have a huge event in our city that I think is going to be one of the biggest events Nashville's ever had.
Okay.
Like, they're going to have like a, I mean, it's a big freaking deal over here.
But it's the two biggest teams, right?
Well, it's the whole league. The
whole league? They're coming here?
Yeah, I mean, the EPL is having like a fan fest thing.
So all the teams are coming to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. They'll be represented. Is how it is. But they've had EPL friendlies. Like, I think, was it
Man City and Tottenham?
City and Tottenham. So
yeah, I remember that.
Did you go?
I didn't. I was actually out of the country when this happened. But yes, I was. Told.
Were you at an EPL game? And
no, I was actually in Italy visiting my great aunt.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
But I mean, like, you're a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
So like if they announce that, Man City or Man U or you know, Liverpool or whatever, we're going to play at Nissan Stadium. My guess is
to sell out.
It's a sellout. It's
No questions asked. It's a sellout.
Because the EPL is like, and I know it's different because there's not like other, you know, we have the Spring League, the UFL or whatever. There's not like American football leagues all over the world, but like the EPL, that's the gold standard.
Yes.
That is the league like of soccer.
So I'm fuzzy.
Right? Like, am I right in saying that? That's probably number one, is number one. There's no question.
I mean, with TV ratings and all, yeah, it definitely reigns supreme on the weekends.
So
sure,
who's coming to Nashville? I missed this.
It's a fan fest. It's not even a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's that, but the streets will be packed because of it. Like I can tell you right
now. NBC Fan Fest or something like that, yeah.
Okay, all right.
With the broadcast. But,
so it's not like, I mean, think of if Brazil. I mean, I know it's the allure of football, but if you send down there,
It's called Premier League Fan Fest. It's like April 6th and 7th.
At Nissan Stadium?
It'll be, I think, downtown.
Downtown?
Yeah, on Broadway and stuff.
Yeah. So
kind of like, you know, with the draft, Big Joe, where they have like a bunch of stuff where you kick things over by Nissan Stadium.
All right.
Maybe something like that. Like the draft festivities when it was here.
Broadway and Riverfront Park. So
okay.
Am I crazy to say, like, the draft brought 300,000 people to our city.
Right.
We're probably talking that.
Yes.
With this, right?
I would agree. I'd say in the 300,000.
And there's going to be people that'll be like, you're crazy. Like that, but I don't think I am.
You're going to see people travel from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
People from Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
Kentucky. You might even see some people come from California to come to see this. Because people are like, oh, Nashville, let's go visit Nashville.
Right.
Oh, also soccer. Bang, bang, there's your combo.
Okay. I'm out of the loop, but now I'm in the loop, so I appreciate you guys.
I will say, though, on the Brazil front with the NFL, the grass in Brazil, when they play on it, it's very thick. So you're going to have a very low-scoring game in the NFL.
Book it.
Just putting that out there.
Put it down.
Okay.
All right. I dig it there. I'm just saying, you know, the allure of football is great, but if you start, the Bears and Jags to Brazil. You're probably still sell it out, whatever. But I mean, you bring the elite of the elite, and with a lot of big, huge fan bases. But I just think, I don't know, it's a global arms race between these two now, and I just think the NFL would lose this on a global basis.
I don't. I mean, it's a really good question because, like, I think, you know, we're sitting here talking about 250 to 300,000 people showing up in our city for a fan fest. It's not even a game. I feel like if the NFL did that, now maybe not in Brazil, but if the NFL did that in London or Germany, I do think they'd get a really, really good turnout.
But you'd have to bring a Mahomes and legends.
Sure, like sure, yeah.
You're not bringing Malik Willis over there.
No, but I mean, like, you know, you show up with Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. You want to say global, all right? I'm not really a soccer fan. I've become more of one since SC got here. But, you know, like, guys like Ricky are waking up at 6:30 on a Sunday morning to watch an EPL game, all right?
God bless them.
Okay? I'm not. But last year when help me, Nick. What's his name?
Lionel Messi.
Thank you.
Yes, the greatest soccer player.
Thank you. Like, I don't know why I just had a brain fart. But when Lionel Messi came to town, like, I was interested because I knew who that was and I knew the star power he had. Just like if a Patrick Mahomes, you know, was playing somewhere overseas, it would be the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Let me add to your comment there, Chase. So Luis Suarez, who used to play for Liverpool way back in the day, played at Barcelona with Lionel Messi, and they're really good friends.
Yeah.
They're now on the same team at Inter Miami. So if you're going to watch Inter Miami in Nashville, that's going to be another hot ticket.
It'll be sold out.
Yeah, there's going to be another Barcelona reunion.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to love that.
Like, okay, they're not going to do this, but just to further my point here, if SC were to say, hey, we're going to play that at Nissan Stadium, it would probably sell out Nissan Stadium.
100%.
Like,
there would be standing room only tickets being sold for the game.
So, I mean, you think about Nissan's double the size of Nashville SC's park, of Geodis.
Right.
So, I mean, but I think the NFL, like, my point is, I think the NFL has that same kind of reach. And they're working on it with other countries. Brazil, I'll be interested. I'll be very interested to see. But I think it could be, you know, it could definitely, I think it could be a sellout.
I hope
I think
it works.
Will be a sellout.
I hope it works in Brazil. I really do. I'm more kind of scared on the safety aspect of Brazil.
Sure.
For the players.
Sure.
So. 5 years, franchise in London? Within 10, yes. Within 10.
Let's talk about let's talk about that. I like that idea. Let's talk about that.
I like you.
615-737-1025 is Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 the game, honoring Toby Keith today after he passed away at the age of 62. And discussing the NFL and being a global sport, they announced that the Eagles will open their season in Brazil on a Friday, which is, you know, Joe and I are not a fan of because Friday in September, that belongs to the high schools, but... you know, the media partners are going to decide that and putting them on center stage and all of that. And so, you know, unfortunate there for the high schools. But, you know, talking about the just the global reach of the NFL and when, you know, they would have a franchise in London, I honestly thought it would have happened already. I thought that when Shad Khan bought the Jags that that's where it was going to go. He owns an EPL team. I thought that he was moving them to London, and it ultimately didn't happen. But I thought the Titans were going to be in the division with the London team.
Well, I think it happens within, not within five, within 10. It'll be an expansion team. I think it happens that way because, you know, I mean, you can't just up and moon until Jacksonville. I was with you, though, because he owns all that stuff.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, you got a commitment to the city. At least you hope you keep it to the city. And, you know, they're building, I'll put all their money pouring into Jacksonville, a new stadium, or upgrading what they have down there. But I think they put one in London and one in Germany. I think it happens and they expand it. And the problem is the product right now is average.
Yeah.
Average.
I'm going to say no to Germany. I don't think that will happen.
Greedy as NFL is?
Yeah, I think they'll try London first and then, you know, continue to do the global games in Germany or, you know, even have the London team play some games there too. And then if it, you know, if it continues to boom, then they might consider it. But I think London, because I think the NFL will expand one more time and London will get a team and then – I thought forever it would be Toronto, but you know when Buffalo announced they were building a new stadium, that might have taken that off the board.
That's a good point.
Because remember Buffalo was playing a couple games a year in Toronto.
They were. It's right down the road from them.
Yeah. So I mean,
where would you? But that's a great point. But where would you expand in America? I told you there's one city I think NFL would be booming, but it'll never happen. Never happen.
Oklahoma City?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah. It's
too close to Atlanta. It'll never happen.
Yeah.
Too close
to here.
In New Orleans. So it would never happen. But it would be. They'd go crazy over that.
And it would, I mean, Birmingham would then see the same, a lot of growth that we saw here.
Absolutely would. You know, I hear a lot of Salt Lake City. Then you hear San Antonio.
You know, I think Louisville could support one. I think Louisville would probably support basketball more than football.
100%. Yeah. I think totally support NBA team. But then, you know, there's a lot of – what's the lowest market? Green Bay is the lowest market. What's the largest market without an NFL team? Now, my knowledge is based on TV meters and rankings and like the – oh, my goodness. Where was it? That was the top one. Vegas was
– Currently? Probably San Diego.
Good point.
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, Dr. Crane. Out of the bullpen. Yeah, that would be one right there. I forgot about them because, gosh, yeah. I don't talk about him anymore.
Well, I mean, here you go. Here's the top 10 for, you know, TV markets. New York, they have two teams. Mm-hmm. L.A., they have two teams. Chicago probably could support two teams.
Yep.
Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Atlanta, Boston, D.C., San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
There you go. Yeah, those are all, I mean –
And then you keep going. Phoenix at 11, they have a team. Tampa, St. Pete, they have a team. Seattle, Tacoma at 13, they have a team. Detroit at 14.
Orlando.
Orlando, yeah. Minneapolis, St. Paul at 15, and then Orlando.
Which we get why, because you got a team an hour to the left and 3 hours to the north and 3 hours
sure.
to the south.
Denver at 17, Miami, Fort Lauderdale at 18, Cleveland, Akron at 19, Sacramento at 20.
Yeah, San Fran's too close, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think they could support it. I mean, they got the Kings right now, but I don't think my point is, I think the whole they're too close, I don't think that matters for the NFL.
Okay. But it matters for the 49ers.
Charlotte at 21, they have one. Raleigh, Durham, obviously they too close to Charlotte. Portland.
Interesting.
That's, you know, you're still, that's 23. St. Louis at 24, they don't have one anymore.
Yeah, and I think, I don't, man, that's a great question about St. Louis. Will they ever get one back again after, what if the Rams lose and break in their heart? But all the UFL team or the XFL, they had great crowds.
Yeah. They would have to build a new stadium. The dome.
That poor dome. That dome was so non-friendly.
No. Yeah, remember how that concrete? I mean, we asked Coach Fisher about it. Indy at 25, Nashville at 26.
God, Nashville's moved up.
Yeah. What about Salt Lake City?
Yep. I think it would. Totally would. They love football out there.
Then Pittsburgh, then Baltimore. San Diego's at 30. So the biggest market TV-wise without a team is Orlando.
Yeah. And we know why there'll never be one there.
Yeah.
They're not going to put four teams that close together like that. Barely works with the three of them.
Right.
Yeah. I just
San Antonio at 31. Hartford. Columbus. Columbus is too close to Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yep. It sure is.
So.
Yeah.
San Antonio. I always thought San Antonio might get one, but.
They got the Alamo Dome ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, they had the dome.
They could probably support it. I mean, but, you know, when Houston's winning, it's great. The Texans weren't winning. Nobody was there. Cowboys will always dominate everything, always in that state. And remember, that's always what drove Bud Adams crazy because mm-hmm. he could not get the same level of coverage and commitment and care from the people of Texas as he got for the Cowboys as he did for his Oilers.
Do you think the UFL is kind of I know we're all looking at it as like a feeder league for the NFL, but do you think that some franchises in the UFL are maybe testing the waters if, you know, the fan base actually shows up and really supports the team? Those might be expanding franchises.
If you ask them, if you ask the city,
sure.
Yes. The answer is yes. If you ask the NFL, most of those cities, like a Memphis or, you know, whatever, Memphis they won't do because it's too close to here.
Yeah.
You know, the Tennessee was only going to get one city have a team. And for a long time, people thought it would be Memphis. The Jags happened over Memphis. I would say, you know, like what are the UFL markets now?
San Antonio, Bahamas. That's why I mentioned San Antonio. Yeah. The Bahamas. You have the Birmingham Stallions.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Maulers, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
New Orleans Wave Coast or something.
Which, you know, those are NFL markets. But, like, Birmingham, to Joe's point, I think it's too close to Atlanta and here.
Right.
So it's certainly an interesting discussion. Oklahoma City, you know, could they support one, or is that too close to Texas?
I think it's too close to Texas. I think there's a lot of Cowboy fans in Oklahoma.
You see, that's the other thing you have to consider, too, that if, like, all right, let's talk baseball for a second here. There is one team in particular that would be very much against Nashville getting a Major League Baseball team, and they are named the Atlanta Braves because this is considered a secondary market for them. This is outside of Atlanta. This is their biggest market for fans. You know, the Reds might oppose it. The Cardinals might oppose it too, but like, I grew up a Braves fan because they were right down the road. And now with their new stadium, they're even closer because they're 20 minutes, really, and with traffic about 45 minutes outside of downtown Atlanta on this side. So you're feeding from Chattanooga. I mean, my cousin lived in Chattanooga, and when they built the new stadium, she was like, it took us an hour and 20 minutes to get to the stadium from Chattanooga.
Nice.
You know? And so it's like, we went all the time. Why would you not?
Yeah. Right down the road, you know? Straight shot down
75. So you're getting that. It'd be the same thing. Like if Memphis all of a sudden was pushing for a team again and building a new stadium, you know, the Titans would probably not like that very much.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Good job for Bud for playing all these cities off of each other and then going to a city that was really never mentioned, because Nashville was not mentioned with Jacksonville and Memphis back in the late '80s and '90s, and then made his way here, and the rest is history.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. I'm done.
Oh, what are you
done
it.
With? Coming up next, I'm done. Something that you're mad about, a person, a thing, whatever. 615-737-1025. Plus Jeff Fisher at the top of the hour. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. I'm done. On the line, I tell you what, we're going to combine two things with one here. I'm going to make that executive decision.
Do it, boss man.
As a part of Love Week, we'll qualify the I'm done for the Def Leppard tickets. How about that?
Okay, I like
it. Let's do that. Def Leppard, Steve Miller. And Journey at Nissan Stadium on Saturday, July 20th. We'll throw that into the kitty with the date stories as well. So if you want to bring a date story, you can do that or give us an I'm done, and you'll go in there to qualify for to be our winner today.
Like
Fair
it.
Enough?
Yeah, I do.
My I'm done is very simple today because obviously – You know, when I read that somebody, whether they're famous or not, passes away due to cancer, it means more to me now than maybe it did 3 years ago because I lost my dad to cancer. So I'm done with cancer. F cancer. That's going to be my simple one today.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I have one. I'm going to give you kind of one and a half, right, on that. I just hated waking up to a headline that said, Toby Keith dead at 62.
Yeah.
My years of working in television and writing, it was like, hey, iconic country singer Toby Keith lost his battle with cancer.
Right.
I don't like the very harsh, generic, dead at 62. Now, I'm saying I'm done with that. It just bugs me, right?
Yeah.
Have some care and compassion, whether you like somebody or not. Just say, you know, he passed away.
Was there not this whole thing back in the day of like, And you had this a lot with newspapers or television stations or radio stations, you know, that were news, that like you always kind of had one in the market that was like the hard news and would like that would be the headline. And then the other that would maybe be a little more compassionate, you know, like my point is, I kind of always viewed like Channel 5 was always more just right to, you know, cut right to it and didn't hold back. And then 4 was a little more, you know, less than that.
There was a station in Miami that really was cold like that.
Yeah.
And there was one of the same company owned a station in Miami and Boston that were like that too as well.
Now it's just kind of all the, it's just like, hey, here's the news.
Dead at 62. I was
right.
Like, what?
I see what you're saying.
All right. Here's my I'm done with. All right. So there's a store in Donaldson that I go into and I, you know, I buy lottery tickets because I like to get my one ticket and get the hell out of here. So, why, if we're a business, do you not unlock both doors? I jerk.
Oh, if it's a double door?
What?
Oh,
just unlock both doors. Just, you know, I pulled the door up and I about ripped my arm off because that, and I could never get a reason why that door's locked. Nobody says that. So you got two doors. We're all going through one door. Unlock the other door. That's all I'm asking.
That's a great one.
Just unlock the other door, okay? We all can come in and out no problem. But this happens at probably 75% of the places I go. Unlock the other door. That's so simple to do that. That way I'm not, you know, oh, is that Matt? Excuse me, what's going on with that? Just unlock both doors. Very simple. I'll be happy. So I'm done with that. I'm just going to rip that door off the hinges and say, what happened? Oh, I don't know. I thought it was unlocked. And it's not. You know, all it is, you go, and someplace I'll go, and it's a little latch at the top. You just pop it up and it locks the door.
I agree.
Yeah.
They'll tell you it's an emergency door. That's what they'll say.
Okay, an emergency. I can't get out that door.
Yeah, it's locked.
But that's their job. They're going to say, that's my job to unlock it for you. That's what they're going to say.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to take this a step further.
All right.
So if it's a business and they have double doors and the second one is always locked, then why the hell have two doors?
Totally agree.
Why'd you waste money to build a second door?
Yeah.
Amen.
Just like, unlock it. Unlock the damn door.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking.
I agree.
Yeah, let me get in and out the door. That way it's not a backup and we can go. Look, I know to go into the right side, you go to the left side. I'm going out. I'm going to the right side, you go to the left side. I'm done with that.
Hair Metal Henry says, the other door is locked so you can't get out fast when you've stolen a box of Milk Duds.
Might be true. I've had a Milk Dud in decades. That's a good one.
7138, he may be done with you. I'm done with annoying people buying lottery tickets in front of me at the convenience store.
Ah, but where I go, there's a separate line for lottery tickets.
Okay.
So you're not, but you're not backing everything up. But I get you. I get you.
Benjamin, I'm done with meetings that can be emails. Amen to that. We live in a we have to have a meeting society. I mean, let's have meetings about meetings. Yep. I don't mind saying it. We at this company, we have meetings about meetings. I'm sure I'll get a text about that.
Every place does that.
Meetings about me, like, hey, let's meet to discuss the upcoming meeting. Why? Like, just send an email. Like, and that was one thing that when I, you know, when I took over, that, you know, Ryan said, like, you know, you, I know you don't like meetings, but you're gonna have a lot of them. I'm like, nah. In my era, you know, use Taylor Swift. No, we're gonna back some of those meetings now. I'd rather work. Y'all want to meet? I'm gonna go to work. Yeah, how about that?
That's
how this rolls. Thank you, Benjamin. You got me fired up.
And some people just love meetings.
Oh, yeah, because you feel powerful.
Yeah. You know, some of those awkward things are before meeting, like on a Zoom. If you get to a Zoom early and somebody else gets to a Zoom early.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's going on? No, nothing, you know. Took granddad to
it's
the farm.
It's kind of like if you're a...
It's like, oh, no.
If you're an aging NFL owner and you get put on speakerphone
hello,
a little too
Robbie.
Early.
Robbie! What the hell? Robbie, where are you? Where are you?
Brian, I'm done with people talking about the MLB coming to Nashville. It's not going to happen.
I agree. There's
no stadium or a place to put one downtown. The people here don't want to finance one when they're dealing with bleepy infrastructure and awful roads. No thanks.
I agree. We are not getting a Major League Baseball team. Sorry.
I think you are both wrong.
I haven't thought about this. I'm with Chase. I think you guys are wrong.
Y'all are going to be 100% wrong.
When 25 years?
No.
It didn't happen in the next 10.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Less than 10.
Not at all.
Book it. Less than 10.
Right. In the break, I'll talk to you about it.
No, don't you point at me like that.
Put my hand down and say it. Sorry.
Chip from, let's see, 7017. I'm done with potholes. That's from Matt Reed. That is true.
Thank you, Matt.
Jeff says, guys, as far as one door unlocked, I don't know how expensive your utility bills are, but I just received the highest one ever in over 40 years yesterday. So I guess he's done with that.
Okay. Yeah, man. There are a lot of people who are complaining about that. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. All right. We'll look through these and get a winner. Jeff Fisher going to join. Keith real quick wants to weigh in. We'll squeeze Keith in. Hey, what's up?
Hi, you guys. So F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville, I am done with them because there's no water fountains. You cannot get water in there. There's no reason for there not to be a place for me to get a drink of water without paying some outrageous price for some bottle of water that they shipped across the country. So I don't know why they didn't put any water fountains in. You cannot bring an empty bottle in and fill it up like you can at Bridgestone. You can't. So I had to walk across the arena to customer service and beg for some water. And then the sheriff comes out to see who's this guy that's complaining about no water. And they finally bring me a couple of bottles of water. But, you know, it's there's no way to get any water.
Huh. Okay.
Wow. So,
I didn't know that. Thanks, Keith. I feel like water fountains are pretty standard. That's interesting that they didn't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't notice what the one time I've been there. I did not notice.
I can't put my mind around that. To figure out, there's water everywhere, right? We got water here.
Yes, we do. All right, Jeff Fisher going to join us in studio coming up next. Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.